July 25, 1915. Jesus feels unfortunate in the misfortunes of creatures, and even more in love. He wants with him souls who may comfort him. Continuing in my usual state, I was lamenting with Jesus because of his usual privations, and he, always kind, sympathized with me, telling me, "My daughter, be brave. Be faithful to me in these times of tragedies, of horrendous carnage, and of intense bitterness for my heart." Almost sobbing, he added, "My daughter, in these times I feel like a poor unfortunate. I feel unfortunate together with the one who is wounded on the battlefield. Unfortunate for the one who dies in his own blood, abandoned by everybody. Unfortunate with the poor who feels the weight of his hunger. I feel the misfortune of many mothers, whose hearts bleed for their sons in battle. Ah, all misfortunes weigh upon my heart, and I remain transfixed. And in the face of all these miseries, I see the divine justice which wants to put more divine fury on the field against creatures, unfortunately rebellious and ungrateful. Further, who can tell you how unfortunate I am in love? Ah, creatures don't love me, and my great love is repaid with repeated offenses. My daughter, in the midst of so many misfortunes, instead of consoling others, I want to be comforted. I want around me the souls who love me, who keep me faithful company, and who offer all their pains as a relief for my misfortunes and in order to plead grace for the poor unfortunate ones. Depending on whether the souls are faithful to me in these times of scourges and misfortunes, when divine justice will be appeased, it will reward the souls who remained faithful to me and who took part in my misfortunes.